Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Plus Model Radio. I am your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our first show was an overwhelming success. Thank you for all the positive feedback and emails we got. We appreciate it so much. Our regular night for the show will be every other Monday, but tonight it's Sunday because I got booked for a gig tomorrow. Yay! So yay me, but sorry for any confusion that it caused. Blur Custom Designs, that was originally scheduled to be on this week's show, has been rescheduled for an upcoming show in April. So be on the lookout as we update with the next guest for the upcoming shows. So today we have a great show lined up for you. We have Larissa Loyal, who is the Plus Model Magazine Industry Editor. Whitney Cunningham, who is a Plus Model and from America's Next Top Model Cycle 8, and Crystal Frazier, a designer with a plus-size clothing line based in New York. And at the end of the show, just like the last show, we have a fabulous giveaway, and you can call in live to get a chance to win. The number to call in is area code 347-326-9639. Again, the number is area code 347-326-9639, but do not call in until the end of the show when it's time for the prize giveaway. So up first, we have Larissa Loyal, who is a Plus Model Magazine industry editor, a Plus Model, singer, and actress, and she is also an original founding member of the Glamazons that you might have remembered from America's Got Talent. So let's give a warm welcome to Larissa. Larissa, are you there?
I am. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, yes. Thank you so much for joining us for the show this evening.
Oh, well, thank you.
Now, first, let's talk about your position with Plus Model Magazine.
Okay.
So what does an industry editor mean?
Okay, industry editor, well, what I do, I field questions. A lot of people write in emails asking me advice about their modeling careers, how to get started once they're in it, what do they need to do. You know, sometimes I've had questions about, is it legit? You know, what should I steer away from? So basically every month I write articles about that, and every now and then I'll surprise our readers and actually give them interviews from, like, photographers. Like, I did an interview with Michael Hermogenio from the Torrid photographer. So just, you know, get insight from other aspects of the industry. So
models. But really, you touch all bases of the industry and plus
exactly.
Modeling then? Okay.
Yes.
So what is the most common question you're asked?
The most common question I'm asked is actually how to break into the industry, especially for those who do not live in a big city.
Right.
Because, as we know, New York is the Mecca. That's where I live, and that's how, you know, I got into it is in New York City, and I'm a working model. However, for those who don't live in New York City, there are so many opportunities. However, as a model, it's basically your own business. So I encourage my readers to be more proactive and actually search out, you know, events so they can do stuff, more stuff that they want to. Like, I know I'm originally from South Texas, and the Lane Bryants down there will actually, you know, have casting calls for any plus size women who want to do the runway walks.
In Texas?
Get started. In Texas, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, and if there's no opportunities, create opportunities. I've actually, you know, gone to big department stores and like, well, do you ever want to show your fall line or something? I have some friends who would love to do this. They're open for it. There's not pay, but you get experience and you learn about the business. And sometimes you realize, you know what, maybe it's not all cracked up to be and you don't want to have a career out of it, but you can have fun doing it. Another aspect that I tell readers to do is talent agencies. Mm-hmm. All over the nation, you know, submit your headshots, submit shots, pics, you know, like a headshot look and also a full body. They can keep you on file, and maybe it's not always fashion, especially if you're not over 5'9", and that's okay. You can do a lot of commercial print. I'm actually only 5'7", and I've been very lucky with the career I've had. However, I do a lot of commercial print, and that actually has more money. So there's so much more out there.
So let's go back and tell us, how did you get started as a plus-size model?
Well, actually, I got started. I was a roommate with a model who in the late 90s was actually working a lot. And she had said, Larissa, there's nobody Hispanic in the market, and there wasn't at the time. You should really try. So I called a whole bunch of agencies, and, of course, they said, you're not 5'9", we won't see you. So I said, okay, no problem. You know, and I wanted to somehow get in the industry. So I actually started being a booking assistant. So I was an agent assistant. And one day the owner came out and she was frantic to find somebody. And she looked at me. She goes, let me take your measurements. I said, okay. So she took my measurements. She sent me out. I booked the first job I ever went out from, and it was actually for fit modeling. And I had been working as a fit model since 99. So
now tell us to the people listening that don't know what a fit model is.
Yes, a lot of people don't know what fit modeling is. A fit model is a model who actually goes into the designer's showroom, works sometimes with a designer, mostly with the technical designers. What the technical designer does is, after the designer has submitted their drawings and it's either shipped or in-house, the pattern is made, then the clothing is sewn, you are basically a live mannequin, and they put the clothes on you. You actually tell them what to fix. You learn the terminology, you learn pattern making, and you tell them what to fix so they can actually sell it, and that, you know, clothes you can actually move in. Because you'd be surprised. Sometimes I'm sure everybody's had that experience where you go to a store, you try something on, you can't even walk in it.
Right, it doesn't fit.
You know, that's considered a bad fit. So that's what a fit model does.
Now, what is the difference between a fit and a showroom model, or is that the same thing?
No, there actually is a difference. Some people can do both. I happen to do both. Some people can only, you know, some people do one or the other. Showroom model is someone who actually goes in with a designer, with the buyers. So let's say like a store like Macy's or something, all their buyers come in, you will actually show them the line. So you'll change, you'll have like anywhere from like 30 wardrobe changes. You come out, you show them how it fits on the body so they can sit there and say, okay, we want to order so and so much for the nation.
So the showroom is like a mini fashion show for the executive.
Exactly. You make it sound so much better. So fit models, there's only two basically sizes for fit modeling. The straight size is considered straight size. It's a size 6, size 8.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the line from size 0 all the way up to a 14 will be made off that one size.
Now
they grade it differently.
For fit modeling, is it certain requirements just as regular plus size modeling?
No.
You still have to be attractive.
Yes, you still have to be attractive, exactly. Well, for mine, I'm a junior 18. There is an 18 women's size, and there's a junior 18 size. So I do all the junior fits, which is a little bit smaller. It's a younger fit, the 18W is more like the, like Jones, New York, things like that. It's a little bit fuller size. But what was the question? I'm sorry?
So I was saying, is it the same requirements?
The same requirements. You can't be too tall. You cannot be 5'11 and do this. You have to be around anywhere from 5'7 to 5'9.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is you have to keep your measurements. So if your body fluctuates, they're spending thousands of dollars on, you know, your fit. So you cannot fluctuate. You have to keep your measurements exactly as they are. You can't lose a lot of weight. You can't gain a lot of weight. So that's the one requirement of fit models, that you have to stay the same.
And so that might be an option for some of the girls that are maybe on the larger side and don't get a lot of print work.
Exactly, definitely. Yeah, because every designer has their own fit, what they consider is the body for their designs. Because just because, you know, I fit for this designer doesn't mean another designer is going to like my specs, which are measurements.
Right. So what is a typical day doing fit or showroom? Like if you get a gig, tell me how you prepare for it.
Like my regulars, I usually have like a model bag, which usually consists of any kind of underpieces, like maybe a nude colored bra or strapless bra, if you need stockings and high heels. And that's usually for my fit clients. And I go in and put that stuff on and then start trying on the clothes, come out, and we start talking about the fit. Showroom, same thing. You have to have the same kind of stuff, but you're actually not talking. They might ask you, like, how do you like this? And, you're trying to sell the line, so you say, I love it. But the showroom, you have to look amazing because, you know, you have to look like a model and you have to, you know, represent the line.
You have to sell the clothes.
Exactly.
How long does this job typically last in a day? Is it like an hour or two, or is it an all day?
For plus, I usually do about an hour or to 2 hours twice a week per designer.
Mm-hmm.
Straight size models do it like they can do the whole day, maybe twice to three times a week, maybe sometimes even every day of the week. Even though plus modeling, there's the industry is big, it's still growing. A lot of designers, still spend more of their time with the straight size, but it's starting to change.
And so that's one modeling job that is more regular than just getting a print here and there.
Yes, this is what's lovely.
So what are some of your accomplishments you've had in modeling? I know you've been in a couple of magazines. Tell us about some of the things you've done.
I was in Bust magazine. I did a fashion layout for them. And I did an Oprah magazine where I did swimsuits.
Wow, did you get to meet Oprah? No.
No, I wish I would have, but that was an amazing shoot. She pampered us. We had, manicures. We had a fake brush-on tan. It was just amazing.
Wow.
It was beautiful. Yeah, it was really amazing. I got to keep my swimsuit, which was great.
Oh.
Yeah. Let's see. I've also did Access Hollywood last year. I did a Lane Bryant fashion segment. They had me... Mm-hmm. Be the America Ferrera model because I kind of resemble her. So that was really cool. Yeah.
So besides modeling, you also act and sing.
I do. Yes, I do a lot of musical theater, a lot of children's theater. I'm starting to break into TV and film. I haven't booked a national commercial yet, but I'm working on it.
Well, you'll get it.
Yeah, thank you. Yes, I feel, as much as you can throw it to the wind, it'll eventually stick and just keep on at it.
Right. So, and I mentioned earlier, you're one of the original members of the Glamazons,
yes.
Right?
Yes,
now, tell me a little about that. How did that come about?
That came about, my goodness, when did we start? In 2001 we started, and it was, my modeling agent had told me, there's a girl, and she's starting a group, and she's really interested in you because you dance flamenco, and there was no ethnic girl in the group. And all the girls were 5'9" and above, and she's like, they need tall girls. So I actually sat down with her. We met at a little cafe, and we started talking. And I got so excited because she's like, we want to do like a vaudeville type of burlesque dancing. It's all big girls. Nobody's below a size 14. I was like, I'll give it a shot. And actually, it was amazing. We made a lot of history. We had an amazing PR person. And the original group was together for 2 years. Then we changed a little bit. And I was in the group for 3 years. And then we decided to all go our separate ways because we actually got opportunities. I had more commercial print opportunities and acting opportunities from being in the Glamazons.
Oh, and so your schedule got too busy.
Exactly, it got too busy. And the other girls, the same thing with them. I mean, it really avalanched into some amazing projects for us. And it was hard to keep the group together. However, Meryl Singer, the one who had brought the girls together, even though it was a joint effort, she still wanted to pursue that, and she did, and they were on America's Got Talent. We were so proud of them, so, we still support.
Awesome, awesome. So what are you currently promoting? Are you in any current projects or any upcoming things coming up?
Right now I'm just auditioning. I do perform a lot with a children's theater called Treehouse Shakers, and we're one of the only children's theater that does modern dance. So we have modern dancers in our company who act out the story, and I'm one of the actors who tells the story. It's like old-fashioned storytelling. And we actually have performances coming up in May around the city. We do the Tribeca Film Festival, and we also travel around the nation.
But it's based in New York City.
It is based in New York City, correct.
Okay. Uh-huh. And so what is your advice for aspiring plus-size models that, want to get started? I know you touched on it earlier, but what's the bottom line, the key things that they need to do?
the key thing that a girl who wants to break into it, honestly, if you can take some kind of acting class, some kind of class that gets you comfortable with your body, comfortable with speaking, no matter how gorgeous you take a picture, if you can't walk into a room and present yourself and be confident, then it's not going to, your career's only going to go so far. Secondly, it doesn't matter what size you are. Don't let that stop you or deter you. Don't try to gain weight. I've met a lot of girls who wanted to gain weight when I was an agent assistant or lose
really?
A lot of weight. Yes.
Now, did they want to just gain weight on their own, or that's what they
yes.
were told to do?
Well, the thing is, a lot of people don't understand, every agency has a certain number of types that they fill in. A type thinking, if you think, okay, I've got 5 girls who are 5'11", who all have blonde hair, blue eyes, and size 14s. I'm not going to take any more girls that size. So if we had somebody who would come in at that size, they would say, oh, I can gain, you know, I'll go up to a size 16. It's like, no, please don't do that. There's other agencies out there. So a lot of people don't know the basics of agencies. Also, do your research. That's the most important thing, because this is your own business. No matter if you have any agents you have working for you or a manager, do your own work. Do your own footwork, and research it, and make sure you're doing the right thing for yourself. Never compromise your ethics. You
right.
know, always be comfortable. Go with your gut feeling. If something doesn't feel right, don't do it.
Right, because it'll come back and get you.
It will. It will. And the industry, no matter how big it seems and how, you know, wonderful and glamorous, it actually is very small. It's
right.
a very small business in every coast, and they all talk.
Right, right. So where can we look for you? Do you have a website or MySpace that people can?
I do, yes. I have a MySpace. It's MySpace.com/LarissaLaurel, which is LarissaLaurel. And they can also go on PlusModelMagazine.com or PlusModelMag.com and actually look at industry or what is editors. And they can shoot me an email. Any question that they have, you know, every month I address different questions and, you know, research them and try to give you the best possible answer I can.
Well, it sounds good.
Yeah,
well,
I'm very excited
you.
To do it.
Thank you so much for joining us for the show.
Well,
and we will be looking out for your column in Plus Modern Magazine.
All right, Janice. Thanks so much. Have fun.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So coming up next to the show, we have Whitney Cunningham. Whitney is a Plus model who hails from West Palm Beach, Florida, and was recently featured on Cycle 8 of America's Next Top Model. And she was also the cover model for the January 08 issue of Plus Model Magazine, and I know for a fact that that was one of the most popular covers that Plus Model Magazine has ever had. So let's welcome Whitney to the show.
Hello.
Whitney, are you there?
I'm here.
Thank you so much for being on the show with us. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, thank you.
First of all, you are so beautiful. Your cover on Plus Model Magazine got such rave reviews. That was just a gorgeous cover.
Oh, thank you so much. And they said I couldn't take a good picture.
So let's jump right into America's Next Top Model. How was your experience on the show? Do you think you went away with a positive experience that can help your career, or do you think it was a negative experience, or let us know, how was it?
America's Next Top Model was definitely an experience of a lifetime, and if I had to do it all over again, I would do it exactly the same way. I definitely made some amazing friendships on the show. I don't know what I would do without Miss Jasleen to this day. That is my baby.
So you keep in touch with some of the girls?
I just got off the phone with Jasleen. So, yeah, that's probably my ace, my biggest ace. And, you know, Diana and I are still really cool. Kathleen, Felicia was just over here a couple days ago. JL, all the girls, we still keep in touch. We were really close when we were in the house. I think closer than any of the past cycles have ever been, because they all, you know, we go out together here in New York, and all the other girls who see us out and about are like, what are they doing kicking it with each other? They're not supposed to be together.
Yeah, you almost made a support group then for modeling.
Absolutely, absolutely, whether it's, you know, straight size modeling or plus size modeling. I know Jocelyn and I compare our stories all the time, and, you know, we're on opposite ends of the spectrum as you could possibly imagine.
Right.
So, but she's definitely, you know, we've definitely built that support for each other.
So after the show, What was your experience after the show? Were you automatically bombarded with a lot of opportunities, or did you have to really work and put yourself out there and promote yourself?
I've had to really, really work and put myself out there. I moved to New York as soon as I graduated. I've been going to different agencies. I study every single night. I study poses. You know, I study different models in the industry. You know, I try to learn the industry in and out. I talk to as many people as possible. But, you know, oftentimes I think that, you know, I get shadowed by Miss Fabulous Takara. And so I'm trying to step out and develop my own individual sense of, you know, being model and being a plus size model and, you know, be recognizable as Whitney Cunningham, you know, not in, you know, not just the second plus black plus size model on ANTM.
Right, right, right. So you think it's harder for you than it has been for the plus models in the season?
I definitely can't compare my experiences to anyone else's. I'm sure the other girls have had to work super hard as well. I just know that, you know, I have had to dedicate a lot of time and effort into really learning the industry. But, you know, nothing comes easy. I want to be able to look back a couple years from now and be like, you know, I'm glad I put in all of that effort and I'm glad that I put in all of that work because now I can sit back and reap the benefits of that.
Right. So how was it working with Tyra Banks? We all love Tyra. How was she? Was she supportive of you as a plus-size model?
Oh, you know Tyra loved me. You know, I just taped the Tyra show actually last week, and, you know, it was great seeing her again, and, you know, I attend some of her events here in the city. She was just on the cover of Essence, so I was there, and, you know, it's always great to, you know, just be able to walk right up to her and say, hey, Tyra, how you doing? And she said, you know, hey, Whitney, how's it going, and what are you doing and whatnot? She's a great woman, and, you know, anybody who says anything different, they're just a bunch of haters.
So how do you feel when people criticize the show saying that there shouldn't be plus-size models on the show because there's no way they could ever win the competition?
That's a really good question. I definitely think that being on the show as a plus-size model was a unique experience. And by that, I mean the fact that, and I said on the show, and I'll say it again, you know, being a plus size model versus being a straight size model is like apples and oranges. Yes, we are both models, but our bodies are shaped differently. I can't study Jesslyn and figure out what poses she does and try to translate them into my own. Wow. I have to really work. I have to do what works for me and what works for my body, just like I can't wear the same thing as a woman who weighs 110 pounds. Right. I have to wear what works for me and what accentuates my curves and my beauty. So being on the show was it taught me a lot. It taught me about a lot about the industry, and I think that it gave me a good perspective of straight versus plus. But I think most of my learning has come post-show.
So do you think a plus-size model could ever win that competition?
I hope so. I hope so. I hope so, but I can't give you a definite answer on that. I really honestly do not know.
Right. It just it varies from season to season, I know.
It varies, absolutely.
So after the show and after you moved to New York and after you started pursuing your career fully, what have some of your modeling accomplishments been?
I did some work with Ashley Stewart, and, of course, I did the cover of Plus, and I have my spread in Plus. I have done numerous shows, you know, here in the city and back in Florida. I did some work with MTV VMA Insider Tour. Let's see, what else have I done? Hosting, a lot of hosting, acting. And,
oh, you're
you know,
actors
just,
as well.
I'm acting, I'm writing, I'm going on a motivational speaking tour, but in terms of modeling, you know, I've really, really, really been working towards that national campaign, so stay tuned for you, girl, because I'm coming.
Okay. Now, speaking of the motivational speaking, tell us about Embrace Yourself.
Embrace Yourself. Yeah, you know, it's an idea that stemmed from my roommate my freshman year in college. You know, she was a bigger girl, definitely plus size, beautiful. And, you know, me and my best friends, we would always poke and prod at ourselves. You know, we'd stand in the mirror and say, oh, girl, when I turn 30, I'm going to get this sucked out and I'm going to get that
right,
tucked
right.
in. And, you know, finally, my roommate, she just looked at us and said, you know what, guys, stop it. Just embrace it. Embrace yourself. And unfortunately, she was shot and killed our sophomore year in school in Berkeley, California. And so I decided to name the Motivation Speaking Tour after her and in honor of her. And on that tour, it's a national college motivational speaking tour. And on that tour, it's going to be promoting the idea of loving yourself regardless of society's ideals about the perfect woman. I think that it's so important. You know, there's this whole push about, you know, loving your body and really, you know, taking care of yourself and being confident and loving who you are. But I don't really think that there are a lot of peer role models. And by that, I mean that, yes, I'm a 23-year-old woman. I just graduated from school. And I can look up to Tyra Banks, but Tyra Banks is a multimillionaire. She's a lot older than I am. I don't really have somebody in my age group where I can look up to them and be like, you know, I'm pushing, I'm working really hard, and, you know, I know that I can do it because I have proof right there, and I can look at Whitney, and I can, you know, and that's proof. I can do it even as young as I am. So that's kind of what I want to do on my motivational speaking tour is give girls, women, young women, older women, whomever, that peer role model.
So is the Embrace Yourself tour, is it up and running or is it in the beginning stages?
Oh, no, no. We are working hard. It's the kickoff is in the fall of 08.
Oh, okay.
Right now, yeah, right now I'm nailing down my schools, getting that corporate sponsorship, you know, talking to different people who might want to be involved in the tour. I'm looking for different psychologists or sociologists who can come with me and, you know, kind of give me that academic backbone to my tour.
Mm-hmm.
But it's coming along quicker than I thought it was going to come along, too, which, you know, I'm blessed for that because tying up the loose ends right now. So
yeah, fall 08. They'll be here
fall
soon.
Fall 08. Mm-hmm.
So
sure
if somebody's interested in participating in your tour or want to get involved somehow, how can they go about doing that?
They can send me a message on MySpace. I'm actually on my website. It's under construction right now. So you can't hit me up on my website, but you can hit me up on MySpace. And you can also hit me up at bookingrex.whitneycunningham@gmail.com. It's bookingrex.whitneycunningham, my name, whitneycunningham@gmail.com.
And so what are you specifically looking for? I know you just said for the tour you need speakers, but are you also looking for sponsors? Do you need money or what specifically can people do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm putting my corporate pitches together, and, you know, I hope to be pitching the idea to Aveeno and to Dove and to all those companies that really are pushing the whole love your body idea and embracing yourself. And anybody who, you know, has ideas and, you know, things that are in line with embrace yourself, basically.
And so Embrace Yourself, we just stay on the lookout for the updates and you'll have it on your MySpace, the dates and the
awesome. Absolutely. Have it on my MySpace, have it on my my webpage when that's finished being constructed.
Mm-hmm.
I have a book now, a couple years, it's still in the beginning stages, but it's a compilation of women in love, and you know, we all go through so many struggles as women in love. You know, I have different stories about women who have been divorced, a 70-year-old woman whose husband up to divorce her, and, you know, just a lot of different stories about women and their experiences in love and how they've overcome those, you know, probably those hardships and detrimental of being in love.
Now, are you gearing all of your projects specifically to plus-size women or to all women?
To everyone, because I think that it's really important that we never segregate ourselves as women. I know that a lot, oftentimes as women, you know, we get so caught up in talking about each other and, you know, downplaying each other that, you know, we really need to uplift each other regardless of if somebody is 110 pounds or 195 pounds. You know, we just need to come together as a gender and really love each other. And so that's why I wanted to gear everything that I'm doing to everyone, not just plus women, but I think as a plus size woman who is confident in herself and who is secure in herself and loves her body, I, you know, that's kind of like my platform.
Well, that is awesome. I'm so happy to hear you doing well and all the amazing things you have coming up. I definitely want to stay in the loop and keep me posted on everything you're doing, and I'm wishing you all the best. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And we'll keep updated with you through Plus Model Magazine as well. So just let us
Sounds
know what
good.
You have going on.
Absolutely.
Okay, Ms. Whitney, thank you for talking with us, and we'll be watching out for your next move.
All right. Thank you. Take care.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
So that was Ms. Whitney Cunningham from America's Next Top Model. So last but not least, we have Crystal Frazier, and she is a designer with a plus-size clothing line based out of Brooklyn, New York. Some of her celebrity clients include Janet Jackson and Queen Latifah. Most recently, you've probably seen some of her designs on BET's Rip the Runway. Let's welcome Ms. Crystal Frazier to the line.
Kenise, how are you?
I am wonderful. How are you?
I am blessed. Thank you so much.
So tell us how you got started as a designer.
I love when this question is asked of me. I actually started when I was around 15 years old, and I was in high school, and I had the option of taking either sewing or sewing. To this day, I still really can't cook that great, but I sure can sew. I have to thank my teacher, Dr. Jefferson, for that one, because she's the one who taught me.
Well, awesome. So what made you want to design specifically for plus-size women? Are you plus-size?
I call it plus-sexy. I call it plus-sexy because it's really about empowering women about their curves and feeling good about their curves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for example, myself, I'm top-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very top-heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it was always harder for me to find certain things, but I always have made and designed my own clothes.
Okay.
You know, and when I was in high school, you know, I didn't really have a lot coming up. So
mm-hmm.
I was just like, wow, what is this? I want to design some things and make some things. But I didn't really know what it was back then. And I just knew that I wanted to further myself with sewing and making clothes. And then my teacher, Dr. Jefferson, she helped me. And she was like, you want to be a designer. So I ended up, you know, going to a really fabulous, and I was very fortunate to attend the college that I attended because I attended a private all-girls school.
Oh, okay.
I'm originally from the Midwest, so I went to an all-girls school in Columbia, Missouri, which is next door to St. Louis, Missouri.
Okay.
And so, that's where I got my design degree.
So what's the difference? I know you said you don't say plus size, you say plus sexy. So tell me, what's the difference between plus size and plus sexy?
You know what it is? I just don't want women to feel like, you know, because they might be a little thicker, that
mm-hmm.
they're heavy or they're bigger. You know, it just, to me, it's not really a flattering term. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I respect it. It's just, every woman wants to feel sexy. Every woman wants to know that she's sexy. Every woman wants to know that she has something. So
right.
to me, it's about building her confidence. Because most of the times when women walk into a store, they may go to a plus size, you know, and you know, pick out a garment, and it's a size 14, but then they feel like, oh, they have to really wear a 16 or 18. But a lot of the times the clothes in those major department stores, they're cut
mm-hmm.
smaller. So then she walks out of the store, and she doesn't feel good about herself. She feels like she has to lose 10, 15, 20 pounds. But, you know, with Crystal, you know, Frazier Designs and, you know, being plus sexy, you won't
mm-hmm.
feel like that because, I've designed and made clothes for all women of all sizes, for, you know, more than 15 years.
Okay, so you have more than just a plus-size clothing line. You design for everyone.
Well, at one point, I designed for everyone. I mean, you know, first of all, let me just back up a little bit. You
mm-hmm.
know, I moved to New York about 15 years ago after I graduated from college.
Mm-hmm.
I'm giving away my age. But it's okay. It's experience. when I first moved to, you know, to New York, you know, sewing has always been a means to a way for myself of being able to support myself. So, you know,
okay.
I may have had like little jobs, but designing was always my thing. Like, I never really worked for a company designing because I always wanted my own passion. God gave me a gift to design, and the reason why I started doing plus size or plus sexy sizes is because just you know, I noticed that women really, bigger size or thicker, fuller women really wanted clothes that were just as unique, just as great, wonderful fabrications as their smaller counterparts.
Right.
So, you know, it just, it became a wonderful thing. And every woman would always feel great in my clothes. And about a couple, and 2 years ago, I was on BET Rip the Runway, and Audrey Smalls of the Grounds Crew, she came to me, and, you know, I had a relationship with her because I was trying to enter, you know, certain fashion competitions for 7th on 6th. And she came to me, and she was like, you know what? We want you to do a plus size, you know, we want you to show your plus size. I was like, that's great. You know, I've been doing this forever.
You already had the plus line established when you were approached by the BET person.
To be honest, I really did not. But
okay,
when they
but
came,
you just said yes to not lose the opportunity.
No, I wasn't. Listen, if they would have come to me and wanted me to do plus size clothing for dogs, I would have taken it. But God has blessed me to be able to sew and whip pieces up. Let me tell you, I put that show together in 2006. They came to me. It wasn't even 12 days, 2 weeks before the show. I put that collection. If you were a part of, you saw that show for 2006, it was a phenomenal show. I mean,
right.
I wasn't ready at the time, but God has blessed me 2 years later to be ready because the opportunity presented itself again, and now I'm ready. Last time, I wasn't ready. You know, my site was up for viewing only, but it wasn't up to place orders. But I tell you, I got that night, I received hundreds of thousands of hits.
Really?
Oh, my God, over like 4,000 or 5,000 emails. This time, I was ready, and it's been great.
So what are some of your other accomplishments with your clothing line have been? I know one is BET Rip the Runway, but what's some other things you've been able to accomplish?
Well, it's funny because, you know, she mentioned some things that women go through. This business has been extremely hard. You know, I don't have, you know, I have support. I have a great support system. And over the years, I've just had people that have believed in me. I mean, I was one of the first designers to ever be on the Wendy Williams show for her Dons and Divas. I mean, she interviewed me. I did stuff for her. You know, I was the first one who sent her. I did these leather patchwork skirts, and Angie Stone rocked them with her whole entire band. I dressed her whole band for, like, the Jay Leno show.
Oh.
That particular skirt, I was in the New York Daily News. One of the first things that I've done is, it wasn't a big thing, but it was a big deal for me. It's that I got an opportunity to hem a pair of pants and meet Janet Jackson at the Four Seasons Hotel.
Right.
And that connection came because I used to be a stylist, and I used to style for a young lady by the name of Shawnique Hill, who's an amazing fashion stylist. But as far as, you know, I'm constantly grinding because, you know, there's not a whole lot of finances, but I've realized, you know, money always would stop me. Like, oh, I got to have money to do this, and I got to have money to do that. Well, you know what? No, if you just do what you need to do and worry only about what you need to do, then, you know what, God will allow everything else to fall in place. And it took me a long time to learn that.
Right, right. Everything happens for a reason.
And it's timing is what I learned.
Right.
And it's timing.
So this is what I want to ask you. Okay, on our first show, we had someone that worked with a plus-size clothing company, and she said that it was hard because plus-size women don't want to buy the upscale pieces because they don't want to invest in quality clothing because they want to lose weight or whatever. Have you found that to be the case with your clothing line?
No, I haven't. But for me, what I would like to say is that no matter what, I've heard friends say, oh, I'm not going to buy this because I'm going to be losing weight. Oh, I'm going to – well, you know what? You need clothes now. I'm constantly trying to trim off a few pounds myself, but I also know that my plus sexy on top probably really isn't going much further. It's not going down. You know what I mean? But you need clothes that you're going to feel good in now. And I think because I design such amazing and funky pieces, you know, women have to have them. And you know what? You can always get your clothes taken in and treat yourself. My collection is a contemporary clothing line, and what that means is that I'm going to give you great quality clothing. You know, really, other designers are designing, you know, okay, clothes, but at the same time, I'm giving you some fabulous and amazing silks, really at a really good price. And treat yourself. You work hard every day. You pay your bills on time, I hope. Treat yourself. You know, if you want that Liz dress that I have on my site, you know what? It's a dress that you're going to be able to rock forever because it's well-made, it's beautiful fabrics, and it's just going to be making a dress. I designed it 2 years ago. I mean, I can't stop making it fast enough since the show has aired.
And if you get good quality things, it'll last longer, and it won't fade and tear up.
Exactly. You test, you make sure. I mean, the thing about it is that I think, you know, sometimes people say, oh, you know, sometimes, you know, I never really had a problem with pricing with my clothes. A lot of times when I was custom making clothes, because I used to do leather, and I still to this day do, I still get requests. So I have to put back on my site that I the skirt that I did, the leather patchwork skirt mm-hmm. that's in the front and then the back is denim. I have to put it back on the site because it's a skirt that people still want today. Gwendolyn DeVoe, you know, the founder of DeVoe Signature, she loves that skirt. Everybody does. They're like, Crystal, I'm still getting compliments on this skirt. You know,
really?
It's funny because that particular skirt came, I didn't have any money. All I had was a couple of scraps of fabric. I was really feeling depressed, and, you know, I have no family here. And I just was like, okay, but I'm creative. I got creative, and the next thing you know, that skirt, it was born, and it ended up being, you know, in the New York Daily News, and people are still requesting it today.
Wow, that's amazing.
And it's good.
So what would be some advice for someone that wants to start a plus-size clothing line? I know it's not easy, but what key things you could tell them to get started?
Well, first of all, you have to have a passion for it. You just have to have a passion. You have to have faith, belief, and you have to grind. There's so much because, you know, I have a few, you know, I have a few great people as far as, like, you know, on my team that helps me. And it's, you can't do everything by yourself. Know that.
Mm-hmm.
So where I'm weak at, I've hired, you know, people to help me. And I have, like, really, really good friends that believe in a product, and they'll say, Crystal, you know what, as far as business, why don't, you know, you need to do this, you need to do that. And, you know, and I listen in. So you
right.
have to listen. You have to be open. But no matter what, I know one thing. God has always blessed me with being creative. So
mm-hmm.
if one thing that I get a little upset about is that, first of all of these designers that call themselves designers that are so-called superstars, I mean,
mm-hmm.
come on. They're, you know what, they have millions of these singers, these, you know, they have millions and millions of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it amazes me because next thing you know, their line isn't here anymore. Then they end up in being in Marshalls, or maybe then they'll try kids' clothes. You know, I don't want to shoot any names out there, but I have been designing since I was 15, 16 years old, and I've always known what I wanted to do. And if
right.
I had the capital, you know what, someone else could really make a whole lot of money, you know, by being an investor. So, you know, it's just, it amazes me because people really think that you can just design and that's it. But there's a lot more that comes with designing. I'm constantly grinding, and I have a passion for it. There have been times I wanted to give up, wanted to pack up and go back to St. Louis. But you know what? I love my hometown, but you know what? I'm going to make it to 7th on 6th. I
That's
will
right.
make it.
That's
always,
right.
I don't just design just, you know, regular clothes. I design clothes plus sexy dresses plus sexy sportswear. I mean, that aqua jumpsuit that was on BET with the runway and the jumpsuit, like, women didn't know that they could have things like that. So if you're trying to get into this market, all I can say is just do it. And just, you know, if that's what you really want to do.
Just jump in and go for it.
Yeah, and don't worry about anybody else. Exactly.
Now, I saw on your website, too, you have a swimsuit line coming out.
Oh, yes. Well, you know, I have a really big event coming up. You know, Crystal Fraser Designs is going to be presenting the Size Sexy Style Boutique and Shopping event soon. And I am going to be doing some, we're going to be selling some swimsuits. This is the first time. And also some great cover-ups. And if we happen to run out, because I'm not a big company, you will be able to place an order at that shopping event. And, you know, Gwen DeVoe is going to help me. She's going to host the event with me, along with Kaufman Furs. And that's going to be May 15th. And it's going to be a whole day shopping event. And it's during the weekday, so you can come by at lunchtime. You know, lunchtime, come by in the evening, and just shop, 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 everything on the website.
Now, what sizes does your line include?
Oh, I go to 12 to 24, and also if you're a little bit bigger or a little bit sexier size, 24, 26, or 28, you know, we don't turn anyone around. The best thing to do is if you see something on my website, because certain things you don't, I don't want to say you can't cut it that way. What it is I prefer that client call me before they try to place an order or think that they cannot get the order. Let me tell you, I've been so blessed with this gift that I can look at you and know how to cut a garment. So sometimes I tell a client, why don't you send a photo of yourself, and we will work it out, and you can have that dress. Because you know what? people are loving the styles, and I want them to have it. And I don't want them to feel like they have to lose, you know. I want you to be healthy, you know,
right.
Definitely. But I don't want you to feel like you have to lose 30, 40 pounds to get into my clothes either. Don't feel like that. You're going to look good. You know, some designers just let you throw on a dress and just sell it to you. It could be a certain print. It could be a certain zebra print, you know, or any kind of print or pattern. But everybody, you know, sometimes that's not comp. You know, I don't want to just get your money because you're repping Crystal Frazier Designs. I want you to know that you should be able to wear a garment that fits your curves, that's attractive. And I don't see you. If I see you a million miles, it's not a pattern or a print. It's the color. I love color. So you will always see, every time, and especially in the spring and summertime, when I step out on my stoop, the compliments just pour because I'm wearing a complimentary color. My garments are fitting me properly. Every garment is supposed to have a balance. You know,
right.
The stitching must be beautiful. It's going to sway lovely. You know, all of that.
And plus size women don't have to wear all black thinking it's going to make them look slimmer.
Oh, my goodness. Let me tell you. Like I said, I'm a designer who loves color. Get out of the black, jump into some, you know, just try a splash or a dash of color. You know, I went ahead and I offered a few colors, but it's very limited. Like I have the sexy jumpsuit that's on my site that's in black, and now I'm offering it in apple green.
Mm-hmm.
And I like that particular jumpsuit in black because, you know what, it's already a short piece as it is. So
right.
To me, that's okay. And you know what, women are really like, wow, somebody has a jumper that I can wear and rock. You know, of course, you put the right undergarments on with it, you can definitely do it.
So are you ever looking for plus-size models for your websites or for any of your upcoming shows?
I am. Women, you can, you know, if any women are, you know, models are ever interested, you know, they can always go, you know, to the website. The short version of my website, because my name is so long, you can just go to qfdplussexy.com as well. And you can just, you know, send me an email, join the mailing list there. Or if you have any inquiries, just go to email me at info@crystalfraserdesigns.com. And shoot me a model's comp card or some professional-looking pictures. I realize that sometimes, you know, it's really hard to put a complete photo shoot together, so you can't have all of these photos. Trust me, I was a struggling designer, and I still am. You know, so if you send me a professional photo, please don't have a lot of, you know, three or four people in the picture, because I have, you know, my attention span, honestly, is very short.
Well, if it's three or four people in the picture, it's not too professional.
No, and I get them, and I've gotten them, and I don't want any sexy photos either. Just send me a beautiful headshot and a body shot, and if you have a comp card, great.
So now we have a special prize to give away. We have a special prize that you are providing for the show. Why don't you tell everyone about the prize we have?
Absolutely. I am going to give away to a lucky caller. If you log on to the site, you can also see one of my fabulous silk kimono tops. These tops are amazing. I designed them because, again, I think they're great for all different body types. And, again, I designed them because when you go into a store and you midriff tops are complimentary if they're set properly, if the seam's in the right area. So for myself, I have a smaller waist and, again, you know, a little bit more bustier. So when I designed these tops, I had to make sure that the fit was right. And then secondly came the fabric and the pattern. So what I ended up doing was, and I said, you know what, these tops are great on me. I'm getting so many compliments on them. I think it would be great to give away one of these silk tops.
Now, let me give out the number again. The number to call in and win this fabulous top is area code 347-326-9639. Again, the number is area code 347-326-9639. We're taking callers right now. And so the shirt will have to be in between the sizes of 12 and 24, right?
You got it. And, you know, it doesn't matter. You could be any size because I'm going to specially custom make a top for this lucky caller.
Okay. So this is going to be – and what's the retail value of this special price? Since it's custom made, that pushes the price up.
This is a $125 top.
Okay. We have a $125 top just for calling in.
And you know what, too, now, if you also, if you're not a lucky caller that doesn't get this top, you know, just come on down to the QFD, you know, the Size Sexy Style Boutique and Shopping event, you know, on May 15th. Again, that's going to be hosted by myself and Gwendolyn DeVoe, along with Kaufman Furs on that day, and that's at 232 West 30th Street between 7th and 8th Avenue. People are probably going to fly in, and they can just RSVP.
Now, in the colors, can you pick what color you want, or is it a certain color?
You know what? I'm not too sure. That depends. I have to see. You know, I have fabric here, so it just depends. I'm not sure. I have to see the size and and the complexion of the person.
Okay.
But they're gonna love it.
Yeah, anything free, I would take it. I don't care what color
it is. And it's silk. Come on, it's silk. It's not like it's cotton.
It's
a great fabric.
So we have a lot of callers calling in. So we're going to try and go through the callers, and we're going to try and see if we can get to caller number 5. So I'm going to take the first caller. Tell me your name and where you're calling from. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Hi, where's your name and where you're calling from?
Cassandra Duxworth from Jackson, Mississippi.
Well, hi. Thank you so much for listening, but you're caller number 1. You didn't win. We'll call back.
Aww.
All right, let's see who it is. Caller, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hi, what's your name and where you calling from?
Denise from Brooklyn, New York.
Hi, you are caller number 2, so you didn't win, but thanks for listening and call back. Okay. We're having some technical difficulties. Crystal, are you still there?
I'm still here.
Okay. Let me. All right. Caller.
You're calling in, huh?
We might have so many callers that is messing up the line.
I tell you, people love QMD. People love Crystal Frazier Design. We may have to give away 2 then, since you're having technical difficulties.
Can I get to the callers? Wait a minute. What's going on? Okay, well, we're just going to give it to the next caller. We're not going to make it to caller number 5.
Uh-oh.
I think it's my computer, maybe.
Okay. It's overwhelming you, I see. I had an email blast today, so.
They are shutting us down.
Yeah, I did an email. That's what happens, I'm telling you, Shanice.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll have to get a winner through email. I don't know what to do.
You can't get the next caller?
Let me see. One moment.
Callers, hold on. We're trying to work it out. QFD is shutting it down.
Oh, man. That's the one thing with live shows. You never know what can go wrong. I don't know. I think it's just froze. I think too many people are calling in.
Oh, wow.
It just froze. Okay, so what we're going to do is maybe half the contest with Plus Model Magazine, because Crystal, too many people want their shirt.
Well, that's a great thing. And they can also go on to the website at QRISTYLFRAZIERDESIGNS@yahoo.com or just go to QFDPlusSexy.com to look at the shirt as well. Oh, I really hate that we couldn't get a person on.
I know. I mean, as soon as I said call in, like, all of the lines lit up. And now it's froze. Oh, my God.
Well,
we just have it going on, don't we?
You know, there's one of the things, Shanice, I wanted to mention is that, you know, ever since the BET with the Runway show has aired, you know, I'm being requested, you know, to come to some, to do it, you know. So pretty much I'm almost like I'm doing a tour. And if anyone ever wants Crystal Frazier to come to their city and they're doing like a plus, people say plus size, I say plus sexy. You know, if you want me to come, it's almost like a Mary Kay event with my fashions, and you want to host a party, you know, call me or email us, and I'll give you more information on that as well. And also, you know, Shanice mentioned something that I'm already in the process of doing, is that I am speaking at colleges. I'm actually speaking at my alma mater next month.
Oh, are you?
Yes, and it's about empowering women. And it's actually, you know, it's about fashion and fashion design, and as well as just really, you know, teaching women how to feel good about themselves, empowering themselves about their courage, and just feeling confident. And that's something that I'm already in the presence of doing.
Wow,
so
that's awesome.
Yeah.
So how can people find out where you're speaking? Is that going to be on your website?
We are gonna link it to our website, but it, again, if you want more information, just go to the website and you can email me at either info@CrystalFraserDesigns.com or you can go to PR@CrystalFraserDesigns.com and email me at either one of those addresses. But you have to log on to the site to do so. So if you want me in your city, hey, just give me a call. I am available. We are blowing this thing out the window, and I'm telling you,
you're shutting it down.
I'm coming to you next.
And are you on MySpace? You have a MySpace page?
I do, but I feel so bad because I don't really know the whole MySpace thing. But you can get me. You can get me on MySpace if you it's Crystal Designs, or you can do Crystal Fraser Designs. Either one of those. I do have a web address for that. So.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for being on the show. I'm so sorry we couldn't get a live caller.
Well, thank you. You sure you don't want to try one more call, or did you just shut down completely?
Let me try. I'm trying. Let me see. It's just froze.
I was going to ask you if you had a call ID, maybe we could just call that one person on one of those numbers back.
Well, they all call in. Everybody calls in. I don't think I have the option of
calling
out. But I hope we're still on the air.
Well, I tell you what, you know, if it doesn't, if you, oh man, I hope we are too. Listen, Shanice, if not, you know what, on your next show, if you want, you can just pick up a call. I mean, I know I won't be on the next show if you don't get, you know, however you want to do it. I still want to give the shirt away. So however you end up doing it, you know, if you want to mention it next time, we could do it then, or however you want to do it.
Okay. Well, we'll be in touch, and then we'll just send out emails and bulletins and let everybody know how we're going to handle this since we have the technical difficulties, but we'll work it out.
Okay, so y'all, I hope we're still online. Let me know.
Yeah, I think it just refreshed, and it said, okay, wait, now we might can take a call. It just refreshed. Wait a minute. Caller, are you there? Okay, Crystal, it wasn't meant to be.
I wasn't meant to be. Okay.
So we'll just catch up with you and either next week or through Plus Model Magazine, and we will definitely give this shirt away one way or another.
Well, thank you for having me on the show, and I just really, it was nice being in here and speaking with you. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and we definitely have to have you back since you helped us shut down the show. Thank you, and I wish you much success with your clothing line.
Thank you, and you as well. Let me know when you want to model for me. And also, have Whitney. I want Whitney to call me because I need to get her to come and be a part of this event because she is definitely sexy.
Yeah, and she's in New York, so we'll have to put you two in touch.
Whitney, reach out to Crystal Fraser Designs.
Thank you, girl. I enjoyed talking with you.
See you too. Bye-bye.
So thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Sorry about the technical difficulties. Thank you to all our guests, Larissa Laurel, Whitney Cunningham, and Crystal Fraser. We'll try to correct the problem with the giveaway. Too many people are calling in. We're just getting too popular. If you're interested in being a guest on the show, what you do is you go to the Plus Model Magazine website, click on the Plus Model Radio icon, and there you can submit to be a guest on the show. Or if you have a company you want to promote with our free giveaways at the end of the show, you can do that there as well. I am your host, Shanice Lewis. Thank you so much for tuning in and supporting Plus Model Radio. For more information, visit us online at plusmodelmag.com. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.